Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is the co-author of the outstanding series, Well Done. How many books, Jim, have you guys written in that series?
This is the third one that we're going to mention now.
Yeah, third one. The first one was just Well Done. The second one was Well Done for Kids. Was that right?
No, it's Well Done Parenting.
Parenting. That's what I knew. It was something to do with that whole dynamic. And then the third one is
The Well Done School.
That's The Well Done School. All right. So what's it about?
Well, it's based on an actual story of a school principal who is now one of the co-authors of The Well Done School that took the book Well Done and turned the school around using it. It was a very troubled school.
I'll be darned.
And she did that. So we wrote this book, the story of this book. Each of them is a storybook, as you know, based on her work. And, you know, it really shows how
Will you come back another day and let's talk about that?
Sure.
I'd like to focus on that story next time you come back.
Yes, I'd be glad
let's,
to.
Let's
and
do that.
She would too, you know. You could have Cindy
Could you bring her with you?
Absolutely.
Let's work that out. So it's called Well Done School, and where is it available?
Well, it actually has its own website. So
okay.
It's www.thewelldoneschool.com.
The Well Done School,
W-H-A-L-E. It's just Well Done School.
Oh, okay,
Well Done School,
welldoneschool.com. Check that out, folks, and I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold.
Yes.
Jim, let's get back to our story about helping people to be as much as they can be, helping them to be all that they can be, investing in other people the way, and that you couched it previously, in thinking of it the way others have invested in us, with their interest, with their expectations.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about, you know, how we can do what those other people did for us.
Right.
And one of the ways, I'm going to use what you said about the investment in other people.
Yeah, intention and expectations.
That was made in us by those people. And here I want to refer to another quote, and this one is from Nelson Mandela. And I think it points to the methodology. It says, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. Now, I'm intrigued by that because I'm thinking, how do you talk? What is a man's language? How do you talk to a man in his language? Because once you do that, according to the quote, you've reached his heart, and you're going to have that kind of influence on him. And it takes me back to when I first started teaching school back in several lifetimes ago. It was actually on the Navajo Indian Reservation. And I walked in the first morning and I had 42 kids in one classroom, three grades, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And, you know, that was an interesting year. And I went on and taught some other years, but I never had quite a year like that. But it was a very formative one for me because I was immediately braced with the question, and I used to think about this, how can I teach these kids without knowing how they learn?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this quote is talking about, I think. I think you've got to know how people learn if you're a teacher. I think you've got to know how they think if you're going to be their manager.
So a leader doesn't need to use a cookie-cutter approach to motivating people, to leading people for every person that they lead.
I don't think he can or she can. And of course, you and my co-author Ken Blanchard is always fond of talking about different strokes for different folks, because he's the author of situational leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's about. It's like the you know, change yourself if you want to change people.
Mm-hmm.
And the cookie cutter approach which so many people tend to use, is right. not going to reach the heart, according to Nelson.
So what
Mandel,
would you
right?
what would you call this kind of leadership? Do you have a name for it?
I call it spiritual leadership, Jim.
Spiritual leadership.
By that, I don't mean anything religious,
right.
but I mean this: you're going to the spirit of a mm-hmm. person when you see in him, in her, what they could become. And you treat him, you as the Goethe quote, the first quote says, you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the magic happens. I don't know how this part can be explained, but it just happens. It's a transference of that belief and that vision in about that person to the person. And there is something so compelling about having that happen, as we were remembering, each of us, about people that have done that for us. There's something so compelling that we don't have any choice. We have to follow that out if somebody mm-hmm. really treats us that way.
Mm-hmm.
We rise to it.
And it's
almost like we're weightless, in spiritually speaking.
Well, without realizing it, we feel the investment that they've made. And
exactly.
it's a natural thing. I mean, we don't have to be told about it. We don't have to think about it. We can tell when somebody takes an interest in us.
And you know, some people might say, well, I'm thinking of somebody and this just wouldn't work with them.
Yeah.
And whenever anybody says that to me, I always yeah. want to just say respectfully,
no.
have you ever done it with them?
This is going to work with everybody. It's
going to work with everybody. And you know, if we had time, I would tell you that our third co-author... Oh, we're out of time.
Yeah, I gotta wrap it up, Jim. Let's talk about this some more next time.
Okay.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Well Done School, by the way, is the book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.